Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Beis. Feels good not to say Yevamos anymore. So mazel tov to everybody for finishing Yevamos. Today we are going to start Meseches Ksuvos. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. It is also sponsored, well, he's not here now, but Avram Yitzchak told me to announce the sponsorship by Jeff Misher. But I can't find it anyway, and he's not here. But it's sponsored by the Misher family as well. So we thank the Misher family very, very much for their sponsorship of today's shiur. Okay, so today we're going to begin, as we mentioned, Meseches Ksuvos. Meseches Ksuvos follows Meseches Yevamos, obviously, in Seder Noshim. And Meseches Ksuvos is all about the marriage relationship, how one enters a marriage, how one conducts himself in a marriage, what one has to do when the marriage is terminated in terms of payment of the ksuva. And it's a very, very, very interesting mesechta. Tons of topics covered. This mesechta is called Shas Katan. So it's a very, very exciting and very rewarding limud. So first of all, to start, we have to probe the sequencing of the mesechtos here in Seder Noshim. So generally speaking, if we're going to begin with Meseches Yevamos, it's a pretty odd Masechta to begin the discussion with, because it's talking about a scenario where there are people who are already married, and then one of them dies without, and then a person dies without offspring, without children. And so Yevamos is obviously all a function of, it's all a question of, what does the wife do? Can she marry out to the shuk? Does she have to do Yevam with the husband's brother? Is there chalitza? Situations like that. But it already assumes that we're talking about a scenario of marriage. So it's interesting that we would first talk about Yevamos, and then we would move on to ksuvas. And the Rambam explains the reason for this sequencing is because yibum is done al yedei kviya. Yibum is a situation that people don't choose to put themselves in. It's a situation that people find themselves forced into, and then they have to react. However, by ksuva, by marriage, a person, first of all, you can't force a woman to get married to you, because in order to marry a woman, it requires the das of the woman. And also, we're not going to force a man to get married, because unlike a situation of yibum, where there's actual kfiyah involved, by ksuba, by the marriage process, by a regular marriage process, there is no element of kfiyah. So therefore, we begin with the thing that we force, and then we continue with a discussion of things that we don't force. I thought the Rambam says that when a person turns 20, we force him to get married. So that's not an absolute. That's not an absolute halacha. If there are people who say, for example, Areini kvenazai v'nafshi chashka b'torah, that I'm like benazai and I just want to focus on lima Torah, I don't want to get married, we're not actually going to force. To force the marriage. So again, we start with a thing that's forced, and then we move to the thing that is not forced. Why then does ksuvas come before kedushin? Because ksuvas talks about what happens in the marriage, and the ksuba obviously is something. Well, our whole situation of marriage today with erusin and nisuin is a little bit different, a lot different than it was in the time of the Gemara. But ksuvas is talking about people who are already married, whereas Meseches Kedushin talks all about the act of kedushin, of being mekadesh a woman. So why is it that we learn Meseches Ksuvos before Meseches Kedushin? So the answer is because there is a natural sequence. Because once we're starting with Yevamos, because we're going to start with the thing that we force on people, then we're going to move to Ksuvos. Because just like Yibam is al yedei bia, so too the Ksuva, the marriage, the actual marriage, is consummated al yedei bia. That's what today's daf is going to be about, when exactly a marriage takes place, because the marriage is going to be consummated with bia, and we want to make sure that the marriage takes place at a time where the parties could go to Beis Din, and Beis Din would only sit in certain days, as we're going to see in a minute, and bring any tainus that they might have about the marriage in Beis Din. So in other words, we start with Yevamos. Once we're talking about bia, we go to ksuvas, and then we're going to go to kedushin. However, the Meiri has a different order for Seder Noshim, it happens to be, where he holds that first is Meseches Kedushin, and then after that is ksuvas, because first what you do is you mekadesh the woman, and then sequentially what you do is you give her a ksuva. Okay, so again, in today's shiur, we're going to talk about the timing for when a besula, when a woman who has never had relations with a man should get married, And we're going to talk then why it is that the takana was instituted that Pesula Nisais L'Yom Ravii, that people should get married on Wednesday before, so the day before Thursday. We're going to see what the magic was about Thursday. And then the Gemara is going to segue into a discussion of Onsin Begitin, of whether there is a Tanai of Ones in Gittin or not. In other words, if you give a get al Tanai, if there's a Taina of Ones by Gittin or not. So if you're going to give a get al Tanai and say that this is a get if such and such happens, or if such and such doesn't happen, and the Tanai is somehow Mekuyim, but it's only Mekuyim because you were an Onus. So is the get going to be Chal or not? We're going to get into that discussion because we're going to talk about, we're going to say in the Mishnah that Pesula Nisais L'Yom Ravii, that the Pesula gets married on a Wednesday, and then the question is going to be, what happens if the marriage can't take place on Wednesday? Because for reasons that are circumstances beyond anybody's control. What happens? What happens is then I'm married. But the question is, in the times of the Gemara, again, that there would be an Erusin, and then a year later there would be an Nisuin. So we would give the guy up to a year to actually pull the trigger and actually get over his cold feet and get married. So then the question is, what happens if the year anniversary comes, but the year anniversary is on a Sunday? And we said that people should get married on Wednesday. So is he going to be required to support her, or are they going to be able to start behaving as a married couple, in as much as if he's a Kohen, is she allowed to eat Truma from Sunday? Or do we say, no, let him wait until Wednesday? So that's going to kick us off on the discussion of Ones, and then we're going to get into all discussion of Ein Onsin Begitin. Okay, so a lot to cover. So let's start the first Mishnah in Maseches Ksuvah. So says the Mishnah, Besula Nisais L'Yom Ravii, a Besula gets married on Wednesday, V'almana L'Yom HaChamishi, and an almana could get married on Thursday. So we're going to come back to the word Besula in a minute, but let's just first finish reading the Mishnah. Shepa'av Shepa'mayim B'Shabbos Batei Dinim Yoshvim Ba'Yaros, because in the big cities, the Batei Din would sit in judgment on for 2 days, B'Yom HaSheni V'Yom HaChamishi, on Monday and on Thursday. Shemayelo Tainas Besulim, because if they got married on Wednesday, and it turns out that the man has what's called Tainas Besulim is something that we're going to discuss a little bit later in the first parak, but it basically means that the guy got married on the assumption that the woman was a Besula, that the woman was a virgin, and then they're going to consummate the marriage on the wedding night, and the guy's going to come with a Taina, L'matzasi L'bitcha Besulim, that it turns out that I married her on the condition, on the assumption that she was a Besula. Turns out she was a Be'ula. She was not a Besula. She had already had relations with a man. We're going to see there are two Tainas, how he knows that that she already had relations with a man, but that's not for today. So, Im Ha'ilo, Tainas Besulim, Ayam Ashkin LeBeistin. If he had a Tainas Besulim, then he would come to Beistin right away, and he would bring the claim. And the idea is, the concept is, that we don't want to give him time to calm down, says Rashi. So Rashi says over here, V'lachin tiknu shetinasi b'rvi, shem ha'ilo tanis pesulim, yashkim lebeisin ba'od kaiso alav. He should come to Beisim when he's really, really upset. V'im yeshos ben tayim yeshlocha shem yispayes fitaskar daito v'kaimenu. And because if he has to wait a couple of days until he can get to go to Beisim, we're afraid that maybe he's going to calm down, and maybe he's going to go through with the marriage. V'shema he's in satachta of ai, but he knows that she's not a besula. Now, why is she not a Besula? It could be that she lost her Besulim before they were engaged. It could be, however, that she lost her Besulim while they were engaged. Venesra love, and it turns out that she should be usher to him, because the Alfinan, be Venistra, be Hinitma, be Toksha Yavo, the Bastin, Yazbara, Dover, Kashiatsa, Kol, Shemi, Avoe, the Megmar Park, Vidinasevacha, Beshabbos. So Rashi says the point is, we purposely don't want to give him any time to calm down, because if he gets married to her and he sees that she's not a Besula, it's possible that she's not a Besula because she had relations in a situation where she would become usher to him. And if she's usher to him, we want to know that because we want them to terminate the marriage. The Gemara is going to ask, well, if Basin sits twice a week, if they sit on Monday and on Thursday, so why do we say that you don't get married until Wednesday? Why don't we say that you get married on Sunday? So everybody likes a Sunday wedding. What's the problem? We're going to see there was the concept that we're going to cover today of Shaktu Chachamim, that the Chachamim were diligent, that they wanted to make sure that people were adequately prepared for the wedding feast. And in order to make sure that people had time to adequately prepare, we would make sure that the wedding would take place on Wednesday and not on Sunday. Also, some achronim say that it's a siman bracha to get married on Wednesday, and therefore the wedding should take place on Wednesday. Now, some of these reasons apply to an almana as well. In other words, if you want to say that you should get married on Wednesday because it's a siman bracha, or you want to get married on Wednesday because we want to give people time to prepare a wedding suda, that applies to an almana, not only to a besula. The fact that we want her to get married on Wednesday so that he could go to Basin the next day, that only applies to a besula, because when he marries an almana, he knows already that she's a besula because she was with her first husband. Also, the nafkamina between all of these reasons is whether the woman could be mochel. In other words, can the woman say, you know what, it's a very nice idea that he should get married to me on Wednesday. However, I'm mochel, I don't need him, I don't need such a big wedding suda, so I don't need to give him so much time to prepare the wedding feast. Or, it's a siman bracha, it's a nice idea, but whatever. But, you know, it's not the most important thing in the world. Or, is it something that you can't be mochel on? Because if it's stam like a nice idea, so that you could be mochel on. If it's a takana, that we need them to get married the day before the Beis Din sits, to make sure that he has an opportunity to go into Beis Din and bring a claim of besulam if he does not find that she is actually a besula, that you're not going to be able to be mochel on. Okay, so says the so first of all, let's see Tosfos. So Tosfos over here says besula, top Tosfos on the page. So it says besula nisais. So the Tosfos is going to be bothered, is going to comment on why it says besula and not habesula. So it says Tosfos, hadlo ktani habesula. The reason that it doesn't say habesula, ktani ha'isha niknes, ha'yavama niknes, in other situations, for example, Maseches Kedushin begins with ha'isha niknes, the woman. Why doesn't it say the besula? Because over there we're talking about which woman? The woman that's mentioned in the pasuk. Kikach ish isha, ha'isha haksuva. It's the woman that's written in the pasuk. V'chein ha'yavama, and also the yavama that's referenced in the pasuk, because yibam is referenced in the Torah. Avalacha lo ka yakra. However, over here it's not going in any particular pasuk that's written in the chumash. Vadlo tnan beperakama diktushin ha eved ivri. How come it says Eved Ivri and not Ha Eved Ivri, even though the Pesukim talk about Eved Ivri? Because that would have gotten awkward with the Diktuk, then it would have had to have two hay ideas. And the Shas doesn't talk like that. However, by man and a woman, it's very typical to say Ha Ish Ha Isha, and therefore we say Ha Isha Niknis in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. And therefore, even in situations where it's not referring back to a pasuk, we'll add the hay in the beginning of Ishmadir as Beno Benazir. However, generally speaking, says Tosfos, when we say ha'isha, the article, the thing, the whatever we're talking about something that goes back to something that is referenced in the pasuk. Over here, there's no pasuk that references it, and therefore it says besula and not habesula. Again, another thing in the Mishnah that we had said was that the reason that we want them to get married on Wednesday was so that if there's a tainus besulim, he should come to court. Rashi explained, because if she's not a besula, it turns out she was a beula, maybe she's going to be usher to him. So says Tosfos, Shema, and this is Tosfos Dibra Maskal, Shema Hayelo Tainas. So says Tosfos, Vim Tomar Hotena Cheshas Kohen, Obchusa Mibashalosh, Deleka Elachatz Feka. I understand if she's an Eshas Kohen, meaning that she's going to be usher to the Kohen, even if she's an Anusa, even if somebody, God forbid, raped her, or if he did the Erusin when she was less than 3 years old, and bia with somebody less than 3 years old, aside from being something that's horrible, is also not an impactful act. It doesn't destroy the besulim. So if you want to say she's an Eshes Kohen, or if she was less than 3 years old when he got engaged to her, when they had Erusin, well, then I know that there's only one suffix, says Tosfos. So deleka elachad sfeika kedamina megemara. There's only one suffix. Is she a besula or not? Aval bashar nashim, the ikas fake sfeika, but by other women where there's a sfeik sfeika, in other words, even if she's a Be'ula, maybe she was Nensa, so maybe she's not going to be Usur on her husband. In other words, great, good, she's not a Besula. Do we know for sure that she's going to be Usur on her husband? No, we don't know for sure that she's Usur on her husband because it depends on the circumstances in which she lost her Besulim. So says Tosfos, so Sveik Sveika, Maiti Nasali Yom Dalid. Why should she get married on Wednesday? Vomer Rabbeinu Tam, Dol Plug Rabbanam Betakanta. Umishom Eishas Koin, Pchusa Mibas Gimel, Tiknu B'chalan Hashem, Shiisnu B'yom Dalid. Okay, so Tosfos says that because of a situation where she marries a Koin, or because of a situation where the engagement is, it took place before she was three. And so if she is a Be'ula, she is automatically going to be usur on the husband, either because if she's an Eishes Kohen, even if she's Nensa, or because we know that the Besulim was lost after she was already engaged. So we're going to make a little plug that every woman has to get married on Wednesday. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Amar Besula Nisus Liom Ravi. Why do we say that a Besula gets married? Why do we say that a Besula gets married on Wednesday? So says the Gemara, Lefi Sheshaninu. So first of all, Tosfos over here points out, what kind of weird question is this? We just said in the Mishnah, the Besula gets married on Wednesday because Beis Din sits on Thursday, and we want him to get married right before the day that Beis Din sits on. So says Tosfos over here, Mibnei Ma, Ein Shoel Atam Lomanisles Beravi, Dim Kein Lo Avim Mishani Midi. First of all, the question and the answer is not going to make sense. Elachi Perushim Ne'amru, Klomar, Mai Nafkamina Shetiknu Shnisles Beravi, Umishani Nafkamina Linyan Mizonos to Truma. So we're going to see in the Hemshech HaGemara what exactly the Gemara is asking. But like, what's the Nafkamina? What's the practical implication that everybody's supposed to get married on Wednesday? So says the Gemara, the Fisha Shaninu, Agiyaz Man V'lo Nisu. Because if the time comes and they didn't get married, if the appointed time for getting married came and went, and they're still not married, Ochlos Mishalo, she gets supported by him, the Ochlos Betruma, and she eats Truma if the Arus is a Kohen. So Yochel Agiyaz Man Becha B'Shabbos, Yemal Lamazonos. I would think, let's say the year anniversary of the Arusin falls out on Sunday. So really, they should get married right then. So I might think if that year anniversary falls out on Sunday, he's going to be required to support her even before that Wednesday. Therefore, it says Besul Nisais Liom Ravi, and he's allowed to push her off until Wednesday without giving her Mizonos. So says the Gemara, Samar Rav Yosef, so says Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, God of Abraham, so Tali Tanya, V'delo Tanya, you are being told as something that's written in a Braisa on something that's not written in a Braisa. Says the Gemara, well, that's cryptic. Hi Tanya, v'hai lo Tanya. What's written in a Braisa, what's not written in a Braisa? So ha Tanya, v'ha Tanya, they're both in a Braisa. Ela, Tali Tanya, mafarish taima, v'de Tanya, delo mafarish taima. But rather, we're being told as something where the Gemara gives us the reason on something where the Gemara doesn't give us a reason. In other words, the Mishnah explained to us why the woman gets married on Wednesday. Why does a woman get married on Wednesday? Because Beis Din sits on Thursday, and she has to be able to come to Beis Din with a Tainus Besulin. So in the Gemara, we asked, why does a woman get married on Wednesday? And we said, because if Sunday comes and it's the year anniversary of Erusin, then he doesn't have to give her Mizonos until Wednesday. That doesn't tell us why the woman gets married on Wednesday. That just tells us that if they're not married, then you could push off the wedding until Wednesday. But you're going to ask, why did she get married on Wednesday? You don't have to give her Mizonos until Wednesday. No. It should be the opposite. Why don't you give her Mizonos until Wednesday? Because, like we saw in the Mishnah, she can't get married until Wednesday because Besulin Issus Liyom Ravi. So it's a little bit backwards here. So says the Gemara, Eli'i Itzmar Hachi, Itzmar Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mnei Ma Omer Besulin Issus Liyom Ravi. Why is it that a Besula gets married on Wednesday? Shemayelo Tainus Besulim, so that if he has a Tainus Besulim, Mayamashkin LeBeistin, then he should come to Beistin right away. Says the Gemara now, V'tinasei Be'echa B'Shabbos. So this is the question that we've already alluded to that's bothering everybody. If the Beis Din is going to sit twice on Monday and Thursday, so why Dafka does he have to get married on Wednesday? Let's say he could get married on Sunday. Shemayelo Tainus Besulim, Mayamashkin LeBeistin, so that if he would have a Tainus Besulim, he could come to Beistin even on Monday. So says the Gemara, Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Benos Yisrael, that the Chachamim were diligent on the Takanas Benos Yisrael, Shiyu Tareich Besuda Shlosha Yamim, that you should have to work to prepare the wedding feast for at least 3 days. Echad b'Shabbos, v'Sheni b'Shabbos, v'Shlishi b'Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're going to make all the preparations for the wedding. Uberavi konsa, and in the time and on Wednesday, you would actually go through with the wedding. So it's apparent over here from the Gemara that in the Zman of the Gemara, the man, the chassan, would pay for the chasana, and that's why it says we're going to give him time in order to prepare the wedding feast. So it's not like today, where typically, traditionally, it falls on the girl, it falls on the kala, but over here, in the time of the Gemara, it falls on the man. And that's why, last time he did Mesachas Ksubas, Rabbi Leibowitz brought down from Rav Shechter, that whenever he would be Mesada Reget, he would put an incremental amount, an incremental cost, on that the man would have to pay in connection with a divorce, because the assumption is that at their wedding, probably the wife's family paid for a lot of the wedding. However, Medina de Gemara, he should have paid for a lot of the wedding, and therefore, when they're separating, there's a little bit of a reimbursement that has to take place here. So says the Gemara. So back in the Gemara, good. So now we know why it has to take place on Wednesday, why it can't take place on Sunday. Back in the Gemara, the Achshev Shashaninu Shaktu. So now that we learn the reason for getting married on Wednesday, it's because Shaktu Chachamim Maltakanas Benos Yisrael. It's because we wanted to make sure they're very diligent in the Takanas Benos Yisrael, that they should have enough time to prepare the wedding feast. So Igiyaz Man Velo Nisu, if that time comes and they didn't actually get married, Ochlos Mishalov Yochlos Petruma, then she basically he has to support her. However, however, let's say that a lot of time to get married fell out on Sunday, the 1 year anniversary of Beresin fell out on Sunday. Because he can't get married to her on Sunday, because Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas Benos Yisrael, the Chachamim made him wait until Wednesday. Therefore, he doesn't have to give her mizonos until Wednesday. So there was no reason that was given in the Braisa for this halacha that he doesn't have to give her mizonos until Wednesday. So the reason for the Braisa, in other words, the Braisa could be explained by reference to the Mishnah. The reason that he doesn't have to give her mizonos until Wednesday is because, as we saw in the Mishnah, Shaktu Chachamim al Takanos Benos Yisrael, it was the Chachamim who said that you're not supposed to get married on Wednesday. And because the Chachamim said that you're not supposed to get married until Wednesday, that's why he doesn't have to provide her mizonos until Wednesday. Says the Gemara, Lefichach, therefore, Chalahu, Oshachal Sahi, if he becomes sick, or she becomes sick, Osha Persa Nida, or if she becomes Anida, Ein Malala Mizonos. He doesn't have to support her. In other words, she can't say, oh, we were supposed to get married, and even though we're not married, you have to support me. He could say, no, we're an Anus. We were supposed to get married, but circumstances beyond our control dictated that we couldn't get married. One of them got sick, Rachmana Litzlan, she became Anida, therefore they couldn't get married. So the Rishonim already point out, well, that's an interesting one. She became a Nida, so what prevents them from getting married when she's a Nida? We see all the time, we have what's called a chuppas Nida, that people get married even when the woman is a Nida. So the Ran says, over here is a raya to the Shita of the Rambam, who says that we don't make a chuppas Nida, that you actually cannot have a chuppas Nida. Why? Because according to the Shita of the Rambam, you require a chuppa haru'uya labia. You need a chuppa that can actually be consummated. That marriage cannot be consummated on that day because she's a nida. Therefore, according to the Rambam, you cannot have a chuppas nida. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that a chuppas nida is kone, but you should still, in other words, the chuppas nida is kone. However, when you ultimately do the bia, you should consummate the marriage the night before the day that the basin that actually sits. So in other words, that's why when there's a chuppas nida, the bia is always going to take place on Wednesday, because you have to make sure that the bia takes place the day before a base. In other words, ordinarily speaking, by chuppas nida, the reason, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the reason that you get married on Wednesday is why? So you can consummate the marriage, go into base on the next day. Let's say it's a chuppas nida, so you're not going to consummate the marriage anyway. So there's no reason for that marriage to be on a Wednesday because you're not doing anything that night anyway. You don't have to go to base on the next day. When they have bia, they have to make sure that they have the bia the night before. They have to make sure that they have bia the night before you have to make sure that they consummate the marriage the night before the Beis Din sits. The Rosh explains that certainly a chuppas nida is kona. The reason that we talk about delaying the wedding if she's a nida, says the Rosh, yeah, the chuppas nida is kona, but it's not the way that people want to get married. In other words, people want to get married in a chuppah ruya labia. So, in other words, could they get married technically? Sure, but that's considered an onus enough so that we'll let him push off the wedding if it turns out that she's a nida. Says the Gemara, v'ika deboi le mi boi. Back in the Gemara, about the 8-10 lines up from the bottom, and there are some who ask it as a question. Cholahu mahu. So, what if he gets sick? So sometime amai mishum da anis. The reason that in our case where we said that if the 1 year anniversary of the Eirusin falls out on Sunday, he doesn't have to give her mizonos until Wednesday, is because he could say, I'm an anus, I couldn't get married to you on Sunday because the Chachamim made a takana that I'm not allowed to get married to you until Wednesday. So sometime amai mishum da anis, vachanami ha anis, and over here he's also an anus. In other words, he would say, I wanted to get married to you today, but I couldn't because I got sick. Odilma hasam anis patakanta de kinol rabanan hachalo. Or maybe it's a different type of anus. In other words, the reason that he couldn't get married on Sunday is because we have a takanas chachamim. That's a pretty strong reason why you can't get married on a Sunday. Okay, he was supposed to get married, but he got sick. Okay, so you gut it out. There are plenty of people who feel less than 100% at their wedding, but you make them get married anyway. So maybe the type of onus is going to be different. So vimtim salomar cholahu malal amazonos. And if we're going to say that if he gets sick, then he still has to give her mazonos because he could sit, because we're going to tell him, too bad, you should have gone through with the wedding anyway. Chol sahi mahu. So what happens if she gets sick? So Matzi Amarla, can he say to her, Anaha kimna, I was ready to get married, it was you who wasn't ready to get married, and therefore I don't have to support you for that 3 days. You could see that this marriage is going to be very successful if he's that particular as to whether he has the support for the Gullah, but whatever, let me leave out my own editorial. So Chol Sima, what happens if she gets sick? So Matzi Amarla, Anaha kimna, he could say, I'm ready, I was ready to go, what's your fault? Odilma Matzi Amarla, maybe she could say to him, Nistapcha Sadeyu, your field flooded. And Rashi says, Lashon Mutter Sochev Nishtapa Sadcha Klomar Mazolcha Garam Ki Ayama Nimatol Salacha Lazon. In other words, it's your mazel. In other words, yes, it's me who got sick, but it's your mazel that caused me to get sick and that caused us to be unable to consummate the marriage. So Vimtim Salomar Amar Lein Nistapcha Sadeyu, and if she's able to say, you know, basically it's your fault. What do you mean it's your fault? It's she who got sick. Yeah, but it's your mazel that was gorim that I should get sick. Pirsa nida mao. What happens if she becomes a nida? So b'shas vesta lo tiboy lecha. If it's b'shas vesta, so if, in other words, in the time of the Gemara also, we're going to learn when we get to Masechet Nida, the women's cycles were much more regular and they knew exactly when they were going to start experiencing nida every month in their cycle. So the question is, when she became a nida, was it the time for her to become a nida or not? So if it was before, it was the time for her to become a nida, she can't say, oh, it's your bad mazel that I became a nida. No, it's her ona to become a nida. We know that she's going to become a nida now. So when do we ask this question? It's when it's shalobashas vesta. It's not her regular time to experience nida. Samai. Since it's Shlobashas Vesta, can she tell him to stop Chasadeyu? And therefore, too bad, it's your mazel that caused me to become a Nida, and therefore you have to support me for these couple of days. Or maybe because there are women who are regular in being irregular, and therefore it's always considered to be Bashas Vesta, and therefore he is not going to be Chayav Two, he is not going to be chayev to support her. So according to this girsa, it's a question whether he's chayev in mizonos if he gets sick, if she gets sick, or if she becomes a nida. So poshet Rav Achai. So Rav Achai was poshet. Who is this Rav Achai? So says Tosfos, poshet lo kamoshe pirish Rashbam. Not like the Rashbam explains the Hainu Rav Achai Gon, that the Rav Achai who we're most used to is probably Rav Achai Gon, Sha'asa She'iltos, it's the author of the She'iltos, Vayibasov Kalam Aram, who was at the end of the Amoraic period, Ulekach Mishane Lashona B'chol HaShas. So Parach Rav Achai, Poshet Rav Achai, Sharei Kan, Rav Ashi On Al Dvara, because over here we have Rav Achai saying something, and then Rav Ashi, who was Ravina and Rav Ashi, one of the Masadri Agamara, is going to answer him. So if it was Rav Achai who lived after the Amoraim, you couldn't have Rav Ashi responding to something that Rav Achai was asking. So Ella Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that Shu Amora, so Rabbeinu Tam said that this Rav Achai was Amora. B'chol Amora, Yatofis Lashono. And why does it say Parach Rav Achai, Pashat Rav Achai? Because every Amora would have his catchphrase. And Tosfos gives examples. Come on, Megadef Bar Rav Avo, Toy Bar Rav Yochanan, Layit Ale Abaya. So this is also Pashat Rav Achai. So Tosfos says, not like the Rashbam says, this is Rav Achai Gon, this is Rav Achai in Amora. So Rav Achai asks, Hagiyazman v'lo nisu. He explains that Hagiyazman v'lo nisu, that if the appointed time for the marriage came and they didn't pull the trigger. So Cheles Mishalova, Cheles Betruma. So he has to support her. So lo nasu lo katani. It doesn't say he didn't get married. Ella lo nisu, it's that they were not married. In other words, it uses a passive tone, that if they didn't get married, she still nevertheless gets mizonos. Eichadami. So what's this case? Either kamakfen in he. So if she's the one who, if she's the cause for them not getting married, amayu chelas mishalova, chelas petruma. Why does he have to support her? If she's the cause for them not getting married, it seems sort of unfair that we're going to force him to support her if they were supposed to get married but didn't wind up getting married because of her. Elalav the istanis. Elamai, it's because there was an ones. So kiai gavna, viktani ocheles mishalova, cheles petruma. Yet it says that in a case of ones, then she is supported. In other words, it can't be a case where she refused to go through with the marriage, because if she refused to go through with the marriage, there's no way we would force him to support her. Elamai, they didn't get married. They didn't get married because of an ones. And we see that you have to support even in a situation of ones. So Rav Ashi, liolamim lecha kol onsa lo achla. No. That if there's an ones, then he doesn't have to support her. V'zikam akvi in who? And he is the one who is refusing to get married. Uvidinu di ba'ile lemisne lo nasu. And really, it should have said lo nasu. It's that he didn't get married. Va'aydi the tana reisha b'didi. But because in the reisha we say we are told it on her, and then in the reisha, in other words, Rashi explains that this is going on the Mishnah where it says nosten lebesula shneim asar chodesh la'amana shloshim yom. That we give for a besula a year to prepare for the marriage, for an almana 30 days to prepare for the marriage, tananami seifa bididhi. Therefore, it says lo nisu and not lo nasu. But really, he is the reason that they didn't, really, he is the reason that they didn't get, married. Okay, so says the Gemara. So Amar Rava, so says Rava, Ula'inyan gitin einakein. However, by a get, it's not like this. In other words, that by the nisuin, we had said that even though there's a takana that you have to get married within a certain time period, if the time period falls out on Sunday and you can't get married until Wednesday because of the takana's chachamim, we're not going to force the husband to support the wife for the extra couple of days. However, we say, so in other words, there is a taina of ones by support. There is a taina of ones by nisuin. Say, listen, I would have gotten married to you, but I just couldn't because of the takana's chachamim. By gittin, we're not going to listen to a taina of ones. So here we go now on a little tour of gittin. So what does this mean? So alma ksava rava ain ones begittin. So it's obvious that Rava holds that. Ain ones begittin. Meaning that if he says that this should be your get on the condition that such and such happens, and it did happen, however, he was an ones, or in the condition that such and such doesn't happen, and it didn't happen, he was an ones. So according to Rava, it is going to be it is going to be a get. So let's see Eviter in the Gemara. So Minole LeRava, how does Rava know that in Ones begin, that we're not going to pay attention to a taina of Ones by a get? So Ilema Mehaditnan, if we're going to learn it from the following where it says, Hareze Gitechem Labasami Khan Vachne Masar Chodesh, this should be your get. If I don't return home in 12 months, Umeis Betok Shne Masar Chodesh, and then he dies in the middle of the 12 months, ain't a get, so it's not going to be a get. So Mesu Dein a get. It's only if he dies that it's not going to be a get, because ain't get lachamisa, because if he's dead, it obviously can't be a get. Hachala Hareze get. However, if he got sick, then it would be a get. Meaning, here's a situation where the guy said, this should be your get. If I don't return within a year, he didn't return in a year. The reason that he didn't return is because he got sick. Still, it's going to be a get. The only time it's not going to be a get is if he's already dead. Because if he's dead, a dead guy can't divorce his wife. No, maybe even if he got sick, and even if it was an ones, it's not going to be a get. Why does it say mace ain't a get? Dein get lachar misa dafka, to tell me that halacha that ain't get laacher that ain't get laacher misa. And Rashi explains dolo shav yigita ad yud beis chodesh, because he stipulated that the get should only take effect after 12 months. Vumeis betochas man, and he died during that 12 month period. Uman kam megarish la mehashta ena mesa megarshin, and who is going to divorce the wife? A dead man cannot divorce his wife. So Rashi says that. Okay, so let's just go weiter in the Gemara. So maybe this is dafka what it's teaching me that ain't get. Maybe this is dafka what it's teaching me that ain't get lachar misa. So ain't get lachar misa. Why do I need this brisa to teach me ain't get lachar misa? Tonale reisha, that we already learned from the reisha. Hareze gitech meisi. If a guy says that this is your get if I die, hareze gitech mecholize. Hareze gitech lachar misa. If a guy says that this should be your get after I die, lo amar klum. So he didn't say anything. So I already have a mission that teaches me that ain't get lachar misa. Why do we need a second mission to teach me ain't get lachar misa? So dilma la the fukeim the rabbi seinu. Maybe it's to tell me that we don't paskin like the Rabbosenu. The Tanya of Rabbosenu etiruli nase, and the Rabbosenu said that she is able to get remarried. And in other words, if they permitted her to get remarried, they obviously hold that it is a get. In other words, if you said that this should be your get on the condition that I don't come within 12 months, and then he got sick, the Rabbanan said, no, you're allowed to get remarried because yesh onsin begitten. So Vamrina man Rabbosenu, and we said who are the Rabbosenu? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beidina de Shoru Mashka was the basin that permitted Shemen Akam. At first Chazal were Chazal assered Shemen Akam as well, oil of Akam, just like Yayin Shel Nachri. However, it turns out that Ein Sibur Yichol Lamo, that the Sibur was not able to abide by this takana, and therefore ultimately they permitted oil of Goyim. So who are the Rabbosenu? It's the basin Sharamashka. So Savri Lak Rav Yosef, that they all like Rav Yosef, Damer Zmanu Shel Shtar Mochiach Halav, that the Zman of the Shtar is Mochiach. In other words, that even though the get said that it should be a get if I don't return within 12 months, and the guy died, it's still going to be a get. Why is it still going to be a get? A dead guy can't divorce his wife. True, but the date on the get was today's date. So it said, I wrote a get dated today. This should be your get if I don't return after 12 months. Guess what? The guy didn't return after 12 months because he was dead. But the Zman of the Shtar was Mochiach, that he meant the get to take effect retroactively, and therefore it is going to be a get. Ve'ela mi'seifa, so we learn it from the seifa. Me'achshav im lo basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. If he says the get should be a get from now retroactively, if I don't return within 12 months, umeis betoch shnei masar chodesh, hareiz a get, because the zman shel shtar was mochiach. Now, why is it going to be a get? Because he didn't return. Why didn't he return? Because he's dead. There's no greater onus than being dead. So why should it be a valid get? We see that yesh onsin begitten. So we see ain onsin begitten, that we don't accept the tainus onus begitten rather. So meis vodin lechala. So isn't it like meis, and isn't it the case by meis and even by choli? We're going to say ain onsin begitten. We're not going to pay attention to a tainus onus. Dilma meis dafka dlo nichale de tepel kama yavam. That no, maybe by meis dafka, is going to be where it's a get, because he doesn't want her to fall to a situation of Yibam. So when he's dead, he would have wanted the get to be chal. However, if there's an ones, maybe the get would not be chal. And we're going to continue here in the discussion of Ein Onsa Megitin in tomorrow's Shir, God willing. Everybody have a great day and a great Shabbos.